snowed-in streets after weekend blizzard.
It hasn't been touched. Hasn't even been touched.
Three on the loose in Southern California jailbreak.
The inmates cut through steel bars and rappelled down to the ground.
New ISIS terror strategy.
Large-scale attacks on a global stage.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the weekend assault by Old Man Winter has come and gone, but in the eastern third of the country, the snow is deep and there's trouble all around. People are still digging out from the blizzard that dumped 2 feet of snow or more in a lot of places. The storm's been blamed for at least 30 deaths. It'll be a quiet day in Washington with a lot of things closed. WTOP Radio's Neil Augenstein's trying to get on his way in the D.C. suburbs.
I figured I could bust through the snow on my street with a four-wheel drive, even though it hadn't been plowed. So now I'm stuck on my street. So now I'm going to try to dig myself out.
In New York City, where more than 26 inches fell in Central Park, the struggle is to clear streets. CBS's David Begno is covering.
In Queens, where some 850 plows were deployed, side streets are still buried this morning.
What about us? You know, we're stuck here. We're all wondering what happened to the sanitation department. Why they didn't care about these blocks?
Others are struggling to dig their cars out. Kelly Langer spent hours helping free her neighbor's vehicle.
Or I wish it was summer right now.
More than 1,200 flights have been canceled today, as many airports in the storm zone have limited service. On Long Island, getting a train is a challenge.
It's jam-packed. There's no way of getting on. Service, I guess, is intermittent. They really can't tell us when the next train is coming through, just to wait. So we're waiting.
And as bad as it is in many major cities, they got even more snow in the Appalachians. Here's CBS's Jim Krasula.
It's quite a distinction for Glengarry, West Virginia. Population 277, give or take.
How much snow here?
42 inches at last count.
So I guess you guys have won the snowfall sweepstakes.
If there was one, I guess we did. I guess we did. Yes, sir.
Surviving the heaviest snow of the huge East Coast blizzard, a source of pride for Ronnie Dunham and his neighbors, many of whom remain stranded in their snow-encrusted homes. Jim Krasula, CBS News, Glengarry, West Virginia.
Now to Southern California, where three escaped prison inmates are still on the loose. They got out of a maximum security facility in Santa Ana by cutting through a screen and steel bars.
They got into an unsecured plumbing area where several other security breaches occurred. And when I say several other security breaches, we're talking about breaching, in some places, significant amounts of steel, rebar, and metal. And
Jeff Halleck of the Orange County Sheriff's Department says the three men, one an alleged killer, made it to the roof, then used a rope to scale down four stories to the ground. It's not clear if the men had help from the inside or outside the lockout. With the Iowa caucuses a week from tonight, Donald Trump has a 5-point edge there on Ted Cruz. In the latest CBS News Battleground Tracker, and Bernie Sanders leads Hillary Clinton by just a point. CBS's Nancy Cordes on the final days.
Campaigns will throw a whole bunch of statistics at you about how strong their ground game is. They'll say, we've got this many paid staffers, this many volunteers. We're knocking on this many doors. We're making this many phone calls a week before the Iowa caucuses. But they can really spin those numbers any way they want.
Overseas, newly released ISIS video is drawing attention in France and Britain. Live to London, and CBS's Vicky Barker.
The video appears to show nine of the Paris gunmen, some executing prisoners, others training before November's attacks. And there's this warning today from the head of the European police organization, Europol.
The so-called Islamic State have developed a new combat-style capability to carry out a campaign of large-scale terrorist attacks on a global stage with a particular focus on targeting Europe.
That ISIS video ends with footage of British lawmakers supporting airstrikes on ISIS in Syria, a clear threat. Steve?
Bad turbulence on an American Airlines flight from Miami to Milan, Italy. Passengers talked about it after an emergency landing in Newfoundland.
Everything went flying and people and, so it was pretty intense.
Three flight attendants and four passengers went to the hospital with injuries. Detroit teachers plan a protest today outside a state building where a judge will hold a hearing on their sporadic job action. A widespread teacher sick out caused all Detroit schools to close one day last week. Teacher Myona Reynolds says the city should not be fighting back.
Deep down inside, that is not the teachers. So I think they lost a prime opportunity to do the right thing by supporting and coming in and saying, look, we know there are some problems, we're going to resolve them. Instead, they took teachers to court.
And teachers say they're upset over school conditions, class sizes, and pay. Next month's Super Bowl matchup will pit a well-known quarterback 2 months from turning 40 against a young signal caller just entering his prime. CBS's Steve Futterman looks at yesterday's NFL Conference Championship games.
The AFC Championship game came down to the final seconds.
It's intercepted. It's picked off on the play.
The call on Westwood One as the New England Patriots failed to complete a two-point conversion that would have tied the game. That gave the contest to the Denver Broncos and their 39-year-old quarterback, Peyton Manning.
They're going to the Super Bowl!
And Manning will be the oldest starting quarterback in Super Bowl history. The second game wasn't nearly that close.
20-10, touchdown, Carolina!
The call on Fox Sports as Carolina Panther quarterback Cam Newton completed an 86-yard touchdown pass. The Panthers jumped out to a 17-0 first quarter lead and beat the Arizona Cardinals 49-15. The Panthers are the early Super Bowl favorite. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
The four players involved in a Sunday mixed doubles match at the Australian Open have been interviewed today by tennis officials. The New York Times reports an unusual spike in bets on the match before it was played and betting was halted. This comes amid allegations of widespread match-fixing over the past decade in pro tennis. Oil prices are lower again today, and that could push stocks down here in this country. Recently plunging oil prices have had a further impact at the gas pump over the past 2 weeks.
We have a decline of 14 cents per gallon, with the average now at $1.91 for regular, and it comes from lower crude oil prices.
Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says the lowest price, $1.48 a gallon, is in Tulsa. The water crisis in Flint, Michigan has a lot of people pitching in. WWJ Radio's Jason Scott has more.
Hear the story on the news, pack your car full of bottled water, then drive 5 hours across 3 states to help those in need. That's just what Lamont Williams of Chicago has done.
I worked twice in my life in Detroit for a nonprofit like 2 years ago when I was in law school, and then that's my connection to Michigan.
The 27-year-old plans to head home this week, tell friends and family about Flint's lead-infested waters, then return.
People need water. If you can come out here and help, help.
Jason Scott, CBS News, Detroit.
A decade after the suit was filed, a federal trial is opening this week in Boston. It's a group of smokers from Massachusetts looking to force the Philip Morris Company to pay for a monitoring program to detect early signs of lung cancer. The suit claims some cigarettes were defective and could have been made safer. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.